tonight in the Blaze of the Dawn, you know. Some big Yamalan they see when off to bed they go.
Latin, Harry. well, he felt like fainting when he missed his little doll Ingersoll. Never take a walk with Mary. Never take a walk with Sue. Never take a walk with Maud or Carrie. That's the kind of girl you'll have to marry. If you take a girl out walking,
yeah,
down a little shady dell,
oh,
always take a girl named Daisy.
Why?
'Cause Daisy is won't tell.
I'd better say to you the very last. dancing now. So while the light of love is lingering in your little languid eyes,
maybe won't you come along with me where the iris grows?
Maybe I'm a little canoe.
Come for me, my baby, and you. I'll paddle along and rock you in my cradle.
Maybe you'll have nothing to do.
And when I've told my worries to you, then maybe we might canoe the way
through. Maybe I'm a little fiddle.
Room for me, my baby, and you. I'll paddle along and rock you in my cradle.
Maybe you'll have nothing to do.
And when I've told my worries to you, then maybe we might canoe the way
big. And whenever they take the census there, they count the family pig. And the name of it's Ballymooney, and it's there I long to be with darling Biddy McGee, who's waiting there for me. Ballymooney, Ballymooney, and Biddy McGee, the two things I love best. Though I'm far away tonight, I know that all will soon come right, and I'll be hugging you tight to me chest. Ballymooney, Ballymooney, and Biddy McGee I'm hungry for to see. Someday I'll pack the old knapsacks, and I'll come marching back to Ballymooney and Biddy McGee. I was bragging of Ballymooney when the sergeant came to me, and he said he had never heard of it in all geography. Then I cleverly told the sergeant, you are not the only one, but you'll be proud of the town before the fighting's done. Ballymooney, Ballymooney, and Biddy McGee, the two things I love best. Though I'm far away tonight, I know that all will soon come right, and I'll be hugging you tight to me chest. Ballymooney, Ballymooney, and Biddy McGee I'm hungry for to see. Someday I'll pack the young knapsacks, and I'll come marching back to Ballymooney and Biddy McGee. Ballymooney, Ballymooney, and Biddy McGee, the two things I love best. Though I'm far away tonight, I know that all will soon come right, and I'll be hugging you tight to me chest. Ballymooney, Ballymooney, and Biddy McGee I'm hungry for to see. Someday I'll pack the old knapsacks, and I'll come marching back to Ballymooney and Biddy McGee.
I know a certain girl who's feeling very sad, yearning for a wedding day. It's just because she loves a man she feels so bad, now that he has gone away. Though she has his picture near, it can't love and call her dear. So she admits she's hungry for some real live love, and often wish his bill were here.
For when he walks,
he always walks with Billy, for Billy knows just where to walk.
And when he talks,
he always talks with Billy, for Billy knows just how to talk.
And when he dines,
he always dines with Billy. He takes away, she gets a bill. And when she sleeps, she always dreams of Billy.
Somehow each man she meets makes eyes at her, but it only makes her blue. And though each day a lot of handsome chaps she sees, to her sweetheart she'll be true. She has kissed his picture till it no longer looks like Bill. If he knew how she was longing for him, he'd come home. Then her heart with joy he'd fill. For when he walks,
he always walks with Billy, 'cause Billy knows just where to walk.
And when he talks,
he always talks with Billy, 'cause Billy knows just how to talk.
And when she dines,
he always dines with Billy. He takes away, she gets a fill. And when she sleeps, she always dreams of Bill.
Cabin on a hill, and everybody round that way, they called him Uncle Bill. A bullfrog looked at Bill one day, said, "Unc, you awesome joke." Then Uncle Bill looked at the frog and said, "I hope you croak, old Uncle Bill, old Uncle Bill." He certainly knew his stuff, did Uncle Bill. In a restaurant, he said to me, "Sit down and eat your fill. I'm gonna eat a gob myself, 'cause you will pay the bill." He sold an apple for a dime. I said, "Unc, that's not fair." He turned and picked up two of them and said, "Well, eat this pear, old Uncle Bill, old Uncle Bill." He certainly knew his stuff, did Uncle Bill. "I'm full of music, you can bet," he said from where he sat. "Just take a look and you can see the band around my hat. Be careful, boy," he said to me, "just how you spend your cash. For 1 week of old rock and rye, you'll get 6 months of hash. Old Uncle Bill, old Uncle Bill." He certainly knew his stuff, did Uncle Bill. Bill saw a milkman at the well, and to him old Bill said, "If you should break that pump, old man, your best cow would be dead. Does that cow there give buttermilk?" said a lady dressed in red. "What else can she give but her milk?" was all that old Bill said. Old Uncle Bill, old Uncle Bill. He certainly knew his stuff, did Uncle Bill. "My name is Fish," a man once said, "Bill Sell, now ain't that fine? The next time that you go away, why, I'll drop you a line. In jail one time, old Uncle Bill was full of joy and glee, 'cause he stepped on the governor's foot and said, "Please pardon me, old Uncle Bill." Old Uncle Bill, he certainly knew his stuff, did Uncle Bill. "You made me what I am today," a girl once said to him. He said, "What made you that way, gal?" "Was old man Gordon Gin. While umpiring a baseball game, how the gang at him did howl, 'cause a home run hit a duck outside, and Unky hollered foul." Old Uncle Bill, old Uncle Bill, he certainly knew his stuff, did Uncle Bill. One time a mouse, he stole some cheese out of Unc's straw hat. Then Uncle Bill, he chased that mouse and yelled, "You little rat. I'm wealthy now," he said to me, "I'm through with raking hoe. I bought myself a baker shop and I make lots of dough." Old Uncle Bill, old Uncle Bill, he certainly knew his stuff, did Uncle Bill.
There's a band way down in Dixieland, and the leader man is Jazzbo Dan. He's red hot and he's got an aggregation that is simply grand. Say, when the yodel G is great, you will stay there up to date. Oh, la-da-da-dee-da-la-dee, la-da-da-dee-da-la-dee, la-da-da-dee-da-la-dee. That syncopation, Lord, is grand. You hear him yodeling the beat of band. Oh, la-da-da-dee-da-la-dee, la-da-da-dee-da-la-dee, la-da-da-dee-da-la-dee. You hear him cooing, see how they're blueing. Listen to him raising sand. Everywhere, folks declare that Jazzbo Dan's got him with him. He's a king, knows everything about blue yodel rhythm. Oh man, that's Jazzbo Dan and his yodeling band. Asian Lord is grand. You hear him yodeling the beat of band. Oh, let-a-da-dee-da-la-dee, let-a-da-dee-da-la-dee, let-a-da-dee-da-la-dee. You hear him cooing, gee how they blew it. Listen at him raising sand. Everywhere folks declare that Jazzbo Dan has got him with him. He's a king, he knows everything about blue yodel rhythm. Let-a-da-dee-da-la-dee, let-a-da-dee-da-la-dee, let-a-da-dee-da-la-dee. Oh man, that's Jazzbo Dan and his yodeling band. He can sing anything, that's what he does to earn his meat. Now he knows there's B's and Q's when he starts to sing those blues. He ole-lay, 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 ole-lay. He's my singer. think of Peyton yodeling man. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. He can think of fate like no one can. Now he will steal your heart away when he starts to sing. Now every day I hear the ladies say, doggone ain't he the hottest thing. Yodelay, oh, yodelay, oh, yodelay. He's my syncopated yodeling man. Yodels a lot of blues that makes them swing. Now he surely knows his notes. When he sings, his voice just floats. He yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. Now he's my syncopated yodeling man. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. He can syncopate like no one can. He will play the happy blues, kind and make you glad. Every day I hear the ladies say, doggone ain't that boy just too bad. The old lady, old lady, old lady. He's my syncopated yodeling man.
I hate to boast or brag, I hate to wave a flag. Conceited people never make a hit with me. But I'm a person who gives credit where it's due. That's why I love a certain nationality. Hooray for the Irish, hip hip hooray. They will blarney your troubles away. Hooray for the Irish, hip hip hooray. They're the world's greatest people today. Now if you don't think so, take the radio. Was built by Macaroni Onio. Hooray for the Irish, hip hip hooray. It's the Irish who will always lead the way. Who will make you alone on your house and home. It's no one else but Rosenberg and Cohen. Hooray for the Irish, hip hip hooray. It's the Irish who will always lead the way. Take the music today. Who is the first to play the ukulele? Ailey, ailey, ay. Hooray for the Irish, hip hip hooray. It's the Irish who will always lead the way. When Columbus and crew sail the ocean blue, who marched them up Columbus Avenue? Hooray for the Irish, hip hip hooray. It's the Irish who will always lead the way.
I don't know, don't talk, don't know. I don't know, don't
I've seen donkeys before, but the best I ever saw was man of war, a war, a war, a war. Hooray for the Irish! Hip, hip, hooray! It's the Irish who will always lead the way.
Whoa, you guys darn cantankerous critter. Whoa, how do you, Nancy?
How do you, Joshua? Well, now I ain't seen you in a month of Sunday. How's things down to the center?
Well, about the usual, nothing happened except the rubber factory burned down. Old Reuben Hendricks lost his life in the fire. He was up on 10th floor when fire broke out, want any ladder to get down on, and he wrapped a lot of rubber around himself and jumped out the window.
Well, I reckon the fall killed him, didn't it?
Well, no, not exactly. He hit the ground, went to bouncing. He bounced 4 days, and then we had to shoot the kind old fool people from starving to death.
How you do talk, Joshua?
I was intending to come over for some time, but somehow or other I couldn't get started.
Yes?
Well, as I said, you know.
Yes, Joshua?
You know, Nancy, you and me have been knowing each other for about...
I do believe he's going to propose.
You see, Nancy, I've been a widow for quite a spell.
Nigh on to 30 years, Joshua.
Yes, and I thought to see as how...
Joshua, you're hiding my hand.
Just didn't know I had a hold of your hand. I say, Nancy, now how would you...
Oh, my, Joshua, this is so sudden, but I'll say yes.
Say, Nancy, am I the fuck man whatever kissed you?
No, Joshua, we used to play games with kissing in them when I was younger.
Nancy, you remember that song about Josiah Perkins Corkins?
Lord, yes, Joshua. Let me see if I can pick it out on the melodeon.
On Saturday night in pumpkin Sunday, clear cold rocky weather, the fire Perkins and his band stopped by the fire together. He looked at him, he looked at her, they both looked at and not a single word was said by neither one nor another. Josiah, Josiah, Josiah and his family, Josiah Perkins and his pal, but by the fire together. I didn't think I remembered it.
Okay, good morning. And how are you today? I'm so glad. Welcoming you to another edition of Surface Noise Theater here on the Bitslap. Collection of 78s for you today. We began everything with something called the Yama Yama Man. That was Ada Jones. Ada had quite a career as a recording artist. In the noughties and the early teens of the last century. Died at the age of 48, but still managed to rack up a whole bunch of hits. The Yama Yama Man was her biggest, even though she recorded a lot of things with Billy Murray and the elusive Henry Spencer. I'm sorry, Len Spencer, Henry's brother, I believe. After that, we heard from Albert Campbell and Irving Gillette, Always Take a Girl Named Daisy, because daisies never tell. Babes in the Woods was Anna Howard, along with Harry McDonough. Harry McDonough was kind of another Billy Murray type, where he was everywhere all the time. And then we heard the Hayden Quartet, featuring Harry McDonough, and that was My Little Canoe, followed by, guess who, Billy Murray. That was called Bally Mooney and Biddy McGee. The American Quartet after that, featuring, you guessed it, Billy Murray. And that was Billy. She Always Dreams of Bill. You heard that song in the 50s by somebody. And then Al Bernard, who was kind of referred to as the boy from Dixie. He was one of the first white guys to do blues. W.C. Handy says that Bernard had a lot to do with popularizing St. Louis blues. And he became known as the singing comedian because he was a wise ass. After Al Bernard, Roy Evans Orchestra, featuring a vocal from Chick Bullock. And that was Jazz Bo Dan and his yodeling band, followed by another one by Roy Evans and the band and Chick Bullock. And that was the Syncopating Yodeling Man, followed by Johnny Marvin, Hooray for the Irish. And Laughin' Cal Stewart, bringing up the rear with Uncle Josh's Courtship. Cal Stewart was born in 1856, died in 1919, somewhere in Virginia, and he was known as Uncle Joth Weathersby. And there's a shitload of those things out there, so someday we'll bring them all to you all at once. That can be a good day for your root canal. But actually, he's a lot of fun, so we'll be back in a moment with some more. In the meantime, enjoy. I dug this up, this old 78 up.
If Washington Should Come to Life, sung by Billy Murray, Edison Records.
If Washington should come to life and see how matters stand, a smile from Georgie's lips would surely fall. Instead of all the wasted fields and plains and barren lands, he'd find the greatest country of them all. He'd find he's not neglected, that his memory rends the air. His monuments erected, he would see most everywhere. He'd find a mighty nation of men who do and dare. He'd find he's still the daddy of them all. He'd marvel at the changes as he'd take a look around. At motor cars he'd surely stop and stare. I wonder what he'd think of all these railroads underground and elevated trains up in the air. The kinetoscope would faze him when he'd see the pictures walk. The phonograph would daze him when the thing began to talk. The crush and shove amazed him if he ever saw New York with its wondrous big skyscrapers all around. I wonder what he'd think of Mr. Morgan and how he'd like political machines. I wonder if he'd read what Thomas Lawson is writing for the monthly magazine. I wonder how he'd take to Teddy Roosevelt. I'd like to hear exactly what he'd say. I wonder if he'd try to never tell a lie if Washington should come to life today. Thank you.
she threw him down, of course. He said, love me, love my horse, Barney Google, with his googly eyes.
Honk, honk, there, honk, everywhere, honk, honk, gobble, gobble, here. gobble, gobble there. Here, gobble there, gobble everywhere. Gobble, gobble, quack, quack here. Quack, quack there. Here, quack there, quack everywhere. Quack, quack, chick, chick here. Chick, chick there. Here, chick there, chick everywhere. Chick, chick.
Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Private clerk, he's a funny little codger with a smile, a funny smile. 5 feet to none, he's an awful little dodger with a smile, a sunny smile. Life's horrible, he'll have a little joke, he can't be suppressed. All the other fellows have to grin when he gets it off his chest.
Hey!
Act up to the couples in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you will just start to light your bag, smile, boys, that's the style. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. Oh, act up to the couples in your old kit bag and smile. For his smile, his funny smile. When a throng of servants came along with a mighty swing, Turk yelled out, "This little bush is mine. Keep your head down, boys, and sing."
Hey! Back up your couples in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile. While you look to light your bag, smile, boys, that's a smile. What's the use of worrying? It never was worthwhile. So, act up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile.
pond with no one there to speak to, as lonely as a bird could be. And his pretty little wings, he fluttered, as his words he very softly uttered. How I'd like to get a peek at the busy world outside, said he. The birds, the trees, the flowers, the bees, from behind my golden bars I see, yet the birds of the air and the flowers so rare all seem to sing these words to me. Robin Redbreast out into the garden come. Robin, Robin, pray put on your red vest, little Robin Redbreast come. Little Robin Redbreast come. Robin, Robin, little Robin Redbreast, out into the garden come. Robin, Robin, pray put on your red vest, little Robin Redbreast, come. Little Robin Redbreast, come.
Up in the mountains or among the lonesome pines,
grippy lady's head on a 10-cent bed on the old Fall River line. On the old Fall River line. On the old Fall River line. I met him on the after deck.
When?
But shortly after 9.
Yes.
He was built like Jeff with whiskers.
Whiskers?
I gave him the countersign.
Go on.
And said, who are you?
Why, I'm the crew. My dear.
On the old Fall River line.
That vamp with an ninja song in a dance hall. I'll borrow she can shake all wicked costume make. All the gals feel blue when she goes down Lenox Avenue. She gets away in broad daylight with things all gals can't do at night. She dines in a one-piece bathing suit. The waiters all said, gee, she too. Boy, rides a taxi round the town. Vamps are meat upside down. Don't pay the butcher one red cent. Vamps are landlord roaring.
To stop a fight.
Yeah, well, who was fighting?
Me and another fella.
Yeah, well, what you want to run for?
Are you crazy?
What?
You don't think my legs is going to stand around and see my body abused, do you?
Yeah, but well, why didn't you stay there?
Now, there you go again. Now, my father told me any time that I seen somebody was going to hit me for me to leave there. That's why I was long gone. From Kentucky, long gone. Ain't I lucky? Long gone. What I mean, long gone, Johnny, from Bowling Green. That was a doctor by the name of Peck. He fell in a well and broke his neck. Well, it served him right, because he should stay at home and attend to the sick and let the well alone. Now, he's long gone. From Kentucky, long gone. He might be lucky. Long gone. What I mean, he's a long gone doctor for Bowling Green. Even a fly flew into a grocery store. Yeah, and he flew in the transom. You know that little hole above the door? And he lit on the sugar, and then he went over and lit on the ham. Don't you know he had nerve enough to wipe his feet on the grocery man? Now he's long gone from Kentucky. He's long gone. He might be lucky. Long gone. And what I mean, he's just a long gone fly that won't ever be seen. No, indeed. When I was born, my father bet that I was going to be about as black as jet. My mother, she took it up and she said, no, you'll be white as a lamb. And when they looked at me, they said, well, I'll be damned. Now, I'm long gone from Kentucky. I'm long gone. I might be lucky. Long gone. And what I mean, I'm long gone, Johnny, from Bowling Green. I'm long gone. I'm old Kentucky. I'm long gone. Ain't I lucky? I'm gone. I'm gone. So help me. I'm ready and I'm gone. I'm long gone, Johnny, from Bowling Green.
And I'm going to warn you right now, one of these days I am going to do an entire show on Billy Murray. I have enough to do six or seven of them, and there's probably more that I haven't touched. Guy was everywhere. You could not swing a dead cat with... Oh, sorry, Jersey, I didn't mean that. You could not swing a dead hamster without running into something by Billy Murray. We started with, guess who? Billy Murray. And that was If Washington Should Come to Life. Followed by Barney Google. That was the Great White Way Orchestra featuring a guy named Bill Murray. After that, Old MacDonald Had a Farm, the Sam Patterson Trio. Pack Up Your Troubles in Your Old Kit Bag was Oscar Siegel and the Columbia Stellar Quartet. And then an instrumental for you for a change. Sweet Georgia Brown from the Tennessee Happy Boys. No word on what made them so happy. After that, Lou Gold and his orchestra featuring a vocal by Robert Wood. Nope, not Billy Murray this time. And that was Walking with Susie. Followed by Harry McDonough, again, with Joseph Belmont, and that was Robin Redbreast. I'm guessing Joseph Belmont was the whistler. And then on the old Fall River line was Collins and Harlan. After that, Lucy Long from Perry Bradford and his band. And then Long Gone John from Bowling Green, from the ever-popular Buck and Bubbles. All right, so that brings us up to where we are now. We're going to bring up a few more things from... Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, otherwise known as the Happiness Boys. Got a couple of down songs for you, so we'll leave it to that. Next week, I will not be around, but I will leave you something in its place. Something very interesting to all you Who fans. Found a lot of this stuff when I was researching John Entwistle a couple months ago, so stay tuned for that. And I promise to not say a word through the whole thing. It's going to be non-stop music, okay? So you enjoy that and enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you back here in 2 weeks with more of the Bit Slap with me, ABC. Have a good one. I'll talk to you later. Enjoy this. Here's another one of those old 78s I dug out. I didn't know they had shredding back in the 20s, but apparently they did, so enjoy.
Up the fair.
Stop kidding, I'm so blue and you're asking me riddles.
Do you think you'll get home on call?
I'll have you meet Mama and Pa.
Say, I just hate to walk.
It's the end of roaming, I'm home sweet homing.
Down where the south begins.
It's the end of yearning, cause I'm returning.
Down where the south begins. Boy, oh boy, you thought the world was smiling when you went away.
Instead of joy, my troubles kept a-piling more and more each day.
Well, who do you always want to see? Where do you always want to be when you're all alone?
Who do I keep remembering? Why do I always want to sing? There's no place like home. There's a hush a-buying, old lady crying
to wash away your sins. It's the end of worrying, no more hurrying, down where the south begins.
Why do we think the world is gay, further and further away?
And why do we always long to stray, further and further away?
When the short little miles become longer,
then you think of that last goodbye.
I've known a million homesick pains, that's just why I sigh. It's the end of roaming, I'm home sweet homing.
Down where the south begins.
It's the end of yearning, cause I'm returning.
Down where the south begins. Boy, oh boy, you thought the world was smiling when you went away.
Instead of joy, my troubles kept a-piling more and more each day.
Who do you always want to see? Where do you always want to be when you're all alone?
Who do I keep remembering? Why do I always want to sing? There's no place like home. There's a hush a-buying, old lady crying
to wash away your sins. It's the end of worrying, no more hurrying, down where the south begins.
It's the end of roaming, I'm home sweet homing,
down where the south begins.
It's the end of yearning, cause I'm returning,
down where the south begins. Boy, oh boy, I thought the world was smiling when I went away. Instead of joy, my troubles kept a-piling more and more each day. Who do you always want to see? Where do you always want to be when you're all alone? Who do you keep remembering? Why do you always want to sing? There's no place like home.
There's a hush a-buying, a little old lady crying to wash away my sins.
It's the end of worrying, no more hurrying, down where the south begins.
How do you feel?
Oh, I don't know. Why did you ask?
Well, the reason I asked, I thought that you look very tired and weary.
I am. I'd like to go where I leave my troubles behind.
I know a dandy place. You'll forget care as soon as you get there.
Well, Willie, where's this place you have in mind?
Come along with me.
Where to?
Down to the old swimming hole.
Why, sure, I'd like to be a kid again.
Well, don't forget to bring along your fishing pole.
Could I lie beneath a tree?
Of course, from care you're going to be free.
Oh boy, it's great to lie on the bank and look at the sky.
Hot dog, and let the rest of the world go by.
But if it gets too warm,
why then we'll dive right into the pool.
I'll bet that feels nice and cool.
Why, you'll forget about home.
Sweet home.
You know that bathing suits are out of style.
Yes, just a coat of tan and a great big smile.
When you go down to the old swimming hole. Someday, in
the struggle for fortune.
Will I find that I have forgotten how to smile?
Yes, indeed. So let's hurry and forget about worry.
And we'll find that life's worthwhile. Come along with me down to the old swimming hole. Come on and be a kid again. And don't forget to bring along your fishing pole. Underneath the tree, from care we're going to be free. It's great to lie on the bank and look at the sky. And let the rest of the world go by. And if it gets too warm, we'll dive right into the pool. It feels so nice and cool. You'll forget about home, sweet home. Bathing suits are out of style. Just a coat of tan and a great big smile when you go down to the old swimming hole.
First you take your clothes off, feeling pretty bold. A kid sticks in his toe and hollers, gee, the water's cold. You stand around and shiver, someone hollers with a grin. The last one in the city, then you all dive in.
See an old bullfrog catching by the toe. When he starts to holler, then you gotta let him go. Splashing in the water till the sun begins to set. You're hungry and you wonder if your supper's ready yet.
When you come to dress, that's when you come to greet. Your clothes are full of knots and you've got a chore beat.
You can't get them on and you think you'll take a chance.
So you tie your shirt around the way you ought to wear your pants.
Come on, Bill, let's dive in.
All right, I'll do that standing, sitting, standing dive first.
Go ahead.
Here I go, Ernest. Woo!
Boy, this is wonderful.
Here I come, Bill.
Come on,
Ernie. Woo!
Spend the whole day getting a tan on your face. At home you get a tan in a different place. When you go down to the old swimming hole. Come on along.